Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, can't wait to find out how this goes, because there are a lot of red flags for me that said this wasn't going to go well on Friday, but we did something called First Date Friday, where I just look for a couple that's going on their first date, somebody going on the first date that weekend, and make sure it goes well. Get the recap on Monday. And Mark called in actually on the way to the first date with his date in the car. And there's a lot of things that I was like, oh, these are some red flags here, which we'll get to within the conversation. But let's check in with Mark and see how the date went. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Is Laura with you by any chance or no?
No, she's not. Okay. They're all listening.
I did want to check in with you to see how the date went on Friday, because we talked with you and your girlfriend, Laura, who you guys have been together for about 3 weeks now. I'm just recapping for everybody. And you were going on your first technical date, but the first date was also to meet her dad, her daughter, and her daughter's husband, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so you went to a nice little dinner out in, like, Crystal Lake or something, right?
Yep, and showed up, and first thing her dad said was, hey, were you just on the radio?
He heard it?
He heard it, and he goes, I didn't think it was you guys, because this is your second date. And we both looked at each other like, oh, yeah, we went out last week.
You both forgot about the first. It must have been such a good date. That's really funny that the first thing that happened is her dad called you guys out for lying on the radio.
And then he's like, oh, and I'm not, and you're not paying? Oh, it's just so awesome.
Okay, I was going to ask about that, too, because you did say, I'm not going to pay because her dad is, you know, one of those guys, nice guy, likes to pay for the meals and not even to argue. But I felt like on a first time meeting him, you should at least whip out the wallet. And even if it's like the fake, are you sure situation, like you should make an attempt. You're like, not going to do it. So
no, their mom passed away in April. So this is kind of a thing that he does for her. And
that's right. He kind of says your mom's paying or something, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
But that kind of eliminated that too, because yeah, her dad already heard the conversation.
Oh yeah, it was so awesome.
And everything went well with the daughter?
Yep, she heard it too. And
oh, she did too.
Yep.
Well, thank you for your whole family listening. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So would you say that I may have helped make this go better?
Oh, you sure did, because we had the radio on, and it was perfect timing.
Kind of broke the ice.
It definitely was, yep.
Good, well, I'm going to just pat myself on the back for that one, and if you guys stay together for the rest of your lives, just know that I am fully responsible for that.
I appreciate that.
I'm just messing with you. Well, thank you for participating in the show, being part of our First Date Friday segment, and now, listen, we're 100% success right here. Tell the whole family I said hello, and thank you for listening.
Definitely, I sure will. Thanks.